So I sat with my coffee for about 45 minutes until I heard the paper thump against the door. I brought it in and flipped it open. Whatever else one can say about journalists, and there is a very great deal, almost an encyclopedia, they are very rarely troubled by memory. The same paper that had so recently trumpeted, "Cops corral killer," now screamed, "Iceman's story melts." It was a long and lovely piece, very dramatically written, detailing the discovery of a badly abused body at a construction site just off Old Cutler Road. A Metro Miami police spokesperson, meaning Detective LaGuerta, I was sure, said that it was much too soon to say anything with certainty, but this was probably a copycat killing. The paper had drawn its own conclusions, another thing they are seldom shy about, and was now wondering aloud if the distinguished gentleman in captivity, Mr. Darryl Earl McHale, was actually, in fact, the killer. Or was the killer still at large, as evidenced by this latest outrage upon public morality? Because, the paper carefully pointed out, how could we believe that two such killers could possibly be on the loose at the same time? It was very neatly reasoned, and it occurred to me that if they had spent as much energy and mental power trying to solve the murders, the whole thing would be over by now. But it was all very interesting reading, of course, and it certainly made me speculate. Good heavens, was it really possible that this mad animal was still running loose? Was anyone safe? The telephone rang. I glanced at my wall clock. It was 6:45. It could only be Deborah. "I'm reading it now," I said into the phone. "You said bigger," Deborah told me, "splashier." "And this isn't?" I asked, with great innocence. "It's not even a hooker," she said. "Some part-time janitor from Ponce Junior High, chopped up at a construction site on Old Cutler." "What the hell, Dexter?"
"You did know I'm not perfect, didn't you, Deborah?"
"It doesn't even fit the pattern. Where's the cold you said would be there? What happened to the small space?"
"It's Miami, Deb. People will steal anything."
"It's not even a copycat," she said. "It isn't anything like the others. Even LaGuerta got that right. She's already said so in print." "Damn it all, Dexter. My butt is way out in the wind here, and this is just some random slasher. Or a drug thing."
"It hardly seems fair to blame me for all that."
"God damn it, Dex," she said, and hung up.
The early morning TV shows spent a full 90 seconds on the shocking discovery of the shattered body. Channel 7 had the best adjectives. But nobody knew any more than the paper. They radiated outrage and a grim sense of disaster that even carried over into the weather forecast. But I'm sure a large part of it was caused by the lack of pictures. Another beautiful Miami day. Mutilated corpses with a chance of afternoon showers. I got dressed and went to work.